Mary's on the line now. How are you, Mary?
I am, yeah. I was listening to that somewhere. I remember that gig well.
Well, that's one of the old ones, isn't it?
That's one of the songs from the first album. And that album. God, we did the funny story behind the whole situation. I had stopped drinking about 25 years ago, and I rang John, who owns the Russian Dove, and I asked him for a gig, and he said, "You must be joking. The last time you were here, you nearly fell off the stage." And I said, "Well, it's different now." And he said, "I'll put a little note behind the counter." And within 3 days, we had sold out 8 nights. So we decided that we would record them all, and that's how we did Ivor Galway.
Brilliant, so, absolutely yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, I when I play that song, I actually most of the album, I can feel the atmosphere down in Galway. I really can.
I was going to give up music because when I stopped drinking, I thought, I'll never be able to go out on the road again, you know, and say, ask the Rutland Centre not to make any big decisions like that, you know, they ask people not to make any, you know, big decisions for a year or so. So, I was going to stop, and I'm glad I didn't, because I've been at it ever since, and I'm grand.
And I can actually understand this, because I do a bit of singing as well, and I remember I gave up the drink as well, and I remember I was going to, you know, the singing lounges and pubs in Dublin, and now and again they'd ask me up to sing, and when I gave up the drink, I was in the pub one night, and the two of the lads were playing knew me, and I said, "Oh, please don't ask me up to sing, please don't ask me up to sing. Please." And then of course within 10 minutes I was up singing, and I was hopping on the tables, so you know, I can understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, anyway, I just want to talk to you about the tour, Mary. You started off in Macroom on the 8th of September.
Oh God, I'm absolutely really three days off now. We did Saturday, and I did a gig for a friend of mine down in Caravan in Castle Rye on Sunday. We did Old Folks in the Alzheimer's place at 3 o'clock, and then we did another place at 7 o'clock down in Loughrea. And we had a brilliant time. So now we're doing Roscommon, Port Leash, and the Cork Jazz Festival, and it's all over. John and
A friend of mine saw you in Longford, and he says you're sounding better and looking better than you ever did.
So I believe.
Yeah.
I'm certainly enjoying it better than I did before, yeah.
I've been following your career for a long, long time. I know I sound really young, but I'm not. I'm 70 years of age.
Anyway,
we were neighbours out in Bray for a while, and I actually met you the last time you were down in Roscommon. You were Michael Tracy.
McTracy.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. How is he?
He's great. He's in great form. He's in great. Still telling the jokes, of course.
Yeah, I hope I see him. He might be there.
Or he will. I'd say you will. And that was that last year or the year before?
Oh, it's about 3 years ago now.
Is it 3 years ago? Yeah. God, tonight.
I know, yeah.
And I was just telling you stories. As I said, we were neighbours in Bray. And I used to wake you up on Bloomsday, every Bloomsday, because we used to go down to Liz McManus's house, which is not too far from yours at the time. And we'd celebrate Bloomsday down there. So we'd be singing and dancing outside the Martello there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, Roscommon, the Arts Centre. But you were in Port Leash before that. And you're in Port Leash on Thursday.
We're in Port Leash now on Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Then down in Cortland in Cork on Saturday for the Jazz Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's me done. Then I'm going off to England. God, I don't... I'm going to Iceland on the 5th. And then I'm going to England on the 14th. So busy.
So the tour here starts and another tour starts.
The tour here ends and another tour starts. With a week off in between, yeah.
Isn't it great, really?
It's brilliant. Okay.
Now, Mary, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about, you know, touring before and touring now. Is there a massive difference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning I started off, I had a band, like five guys, and, you know, we were having the clock. And then when I signed to Warner Brothers, and like management and record companies took over, there was 14 of us on the road, and
God.
Like I was paying everybody, and sure, nobody got paid in the end. Everybody got paid in the end except me.
But that's normally, isn't it?
That's normally, but I was enjoying myself too much probably. That went on for a few years, and you know, that all turned to custard. And as I said already, I thought I'd just stop altogether, you know.
Yeah.
But when I went back on the road, when I came out of the Rutland Centre, I took a three-piece, the same guys that are there in on the Live in Galway. Small band, piano, guitar, and double bass are the way I prefer to work now. And three people, and we travel together, and we keep it all nice and, you know, easy between us. And, you know, that's the best way.
And is it easier to travel in a car rather than a van?
Well, it's easier. Big comfortable cars now, and we, you know, it's just, well, we used to eat and sleep on the big tour buses, you know, we all had like bunk beds, and I mean, we had a great culture, we really, really did. We travelled all over Europe, we'd be 10 weeks on the road, you know, and you wouldn't know where you'd be, getting into the van after the gig and travelling to another place, waking up, going into the theatre, having a shower, you know, have some lunch, and start drinking, and do the gig, and then you get back at the bus after the gig, and it was like, it was hard, but it was such crap. Like, we weren't like some of them. We had a big luxury bus, you know? And there was lots of it. I had two doctors there, Sammy and Violet. I think I had an 8-piece band, and the rest were crew, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but I wouldn't go back there, you know? I don't think. I like what I do now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just helped the band out recently, and I just carried the gear up, and that was my job. And at one stage, and I'd haul stuff up and down stairs and throw stuff around. It nearly killed me the other day. I was helping.
Yeah. We're getting too old for that now, yeah.
But there you are. Anyway, now I sit on the radio and play the music. That's the best way, I think.
Much better, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, as I said, you started in McCroom. Tell us about some of the play. What was Bray like, by the way, the Mermaid?
Most of them have rather surprisingly been all sold out. The Mermaid, there wasn't a seat left. Don Leary, Don Drum, they were all sold out. I just couldn't believe it. I can't believe the crowds that are turning out still seeing me, because I haven't been to a lot of the places for a long time, you know. I certainly hadn't been to McCroom, I don't think, ever. And she was brilliant, you know, and we've done everywhere now, you know. We've done everything. Honestly, then I had a few more in December. We got to Belfast and down in... they weren't part of the tour at the time, but when people found out that I was back on the road, they started ringing me, sure, I could be gigging every day of the week if I wanted now. It's great. It's really, really wonderful. The crowds have been amazing. People travelled from Poland to Don Leary gig. In Bray, people came over on the ferry from England and Wales. It's like extraordinary. There's a whole crowd coming from Milan to support Leash on Thursday night. And a guy who follows me around all the time, stuff with his wife, Ralphie, he booked his flights for Roscommon for Knock. And he'll be there on Roscommon. It's mad, like, isn't it?
It's absolutely, that's brilliant, isn't it, brilliant. Really, when you think of it?
It's really great. There's some hardcore fans out there.
Yeah,
I was in London last year, and there was 8 people came from Tokyo to see me.
God,
nice. I just couldn't believe it. Like, it like floors me every time, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I used to work with Phil Lynott, and I was out at his grave the other day, and I met some people.
God.
I met some people, and I was out with Philomena. It was her birthday, so I met some people from Sweden and another guy from Japan out at the grave. Amazing, you know. After three,
yeah,
you know. So there, yeah, you know. But I mean, as I said, your fans are true fans, really. You know, aren't
they? Are, yeah, and I'm very grateful for it, and I do really appreciate it. Like, even the other night, we were, I don't know where we were, but the storm was coming and the place was packed, you know, and people, like, you know, make an effort, you know, to come out, so you deliver the best.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I deliver it, the best that I can do, you know.
Well, I
we were down in Westport, and like the wind was lashing and everything, and the place was packed. Only 2 seats left, you know what I mean? And there were just 2 people who couldn't get there, you know. So.
Yeah. It sounded like the country fair dance in the Westport. The wind was lashing.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to Roscommon, because that's where we're all at.
Yes, there's 2 tickets left. I checked this morning. There's a good crowd coming so far. There's about 150 tickets booked, so I think there's only 30 or so left, so that's great.
Mary, I personally, I want to thank you for doing this interview. Normally, we wouldn't get, you know, we don't never get the big stars to talk to us on local radio, you know. I was only thrilled to get the message yesterday,
oh,
you know. And, you know, as I said, normally I'm talking to young bands, and I'm talking to bands starting off, like, you know, to talk to somebody that's been in the business so long. I just want to ask you, can you give a piece of advice to any of the young bands out there are starting off?
Well, you know, there's a guy on the road with us at the moment. His name is Alston Conlon. He's from County Galway, and he's a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. He's a great guitar player. I'm going to record one of his songs next month. I mean, he's really, really good. And it's heartbreaking that he can't get a gig, you know. I think as I came around, I'm in the business for 32 years, and I'm just so grateful that I entered it at that time, because I think it's so hard now, you know, for people, you know, that are coming up. I really do. And I don't know what I'd do if I was to start out now, because I see him there and he's working away and he's doing the guest spots for him, you know, and he's really brilliant. And it's just so hard for me not to try and get a gig of his own, you know. So, but he's making his record. His record is out. He's coming out soon. And he's just plugging away. And I try and give somebody a chance, you know what I mean? Because that's the way I started. I got a guest spot from Freddie White all those years ago, 1984.
Freddie, yeah.
Dublin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, if you gotta do it, if you're gonna do it, you just have to do it. But I know it's all different now. People sell it, give it away free on the internet and Facebook and everything. And I suppose I'm glad that I can still make a living at it, because I'm not selling records anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's just changed so much, you know.
Yeah, I just saying, you know, busking on the street up in Dublin now, they're trying to change all the laws about it,
they're
like, you know.
They're trying to change the laws on that too, yeah. There was a thing there a few weeks ago about it.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
But there you are. So anyway, so the advice is to just keep plugging away, I suppose.
Keep plugging away, yeah, that's what I'm just saying it's so difficult for young people. Well, if you get it, I mean, I toured with a guy 2 years ago. Driving down the road, and I shouldn't be talking to you, and there's a car coming up the road. I just I live on a tiny little lane. I'll just hang on for a second if you can.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Can, yeah.
I live on a dirt road on the side of the little chimney in Kilmacano, and there's only room for one car at a time. Never get two cars.
Yeah, I think I know the road well.
Yeah. So up the hill of lane. So, anyway. So I stopped them and I pulled over. So what were you saying, sorry?
No, we're just saying to just keep plugging away.
Keep plugging away, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, again, I just saw something the other day, and I was only thinking about it. I was sitting in the house, and a thing came on about the Stella Ballroom. Not the Stella Ballroom, the Stella Cinema up in Dublin. It's reopened.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think that's a gig made for you. Seriously.
Oh, really? The Stella.
Yeah, the Stella,
it's
yeah.
It
was in Rathmines, yeah. It still is.
Oh, yeah.
And they've done it up, and it's a cocktail bar kind of, but there's lovely plush seats and, you know, lovely lights on the thing. I could actually see you there, you know.
Yes, maybe they'll give me a ring.
You can check it out. Anyway, and Mary, is there a book in you?
Sorry?
Is there a book in you?
Is there a book in me?
Yeah, yeah.
I've written a book. It was number one 4 times.
God, tonight. that's my researcher sacked. Sacked.
Sure, no,
because, you know, I just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, God, tonight, there must be four books or five books in you.
Yeah, they've asked me actually to write another one, but I'll see. But I'm writing a play at the moment, so I'm just busy with that at the moment.
Oh, very good. So you're kept busy?
Kept busy all the time, and then I've gone off to again. And we're gigging in London on the 8th of February, and we're going to on the 9th or the 10th, I'm not sure. So, there you are.
Yeah. Mary, I'm going to have to go now. Just to let people, what kind of a band are you going to have down in Ireland?
The great Jimmy Smith is playing the guitar.
He is not.
He is.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And Jimmy Smith on the guitar. Johnny Taylor playing the piano. And Cormac O'Brien is playing the double bass.
Oh.
So, I hope you'll be along to see Jimmy. Jimmy is the only Grammy Award winning musician on stage.
Yeah, oh God, I bumped into Jimmy out in the music show a couple of years ago in the RDS.
Oh, he's incredible.
And
yeah.
Oh God, and JJ's is closed in Dublin
JJ's
as well.
Closed, yeah. Brian died.
That's
so,
right. You
very sad.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And the guy who took her over, they wouldn't even let them have to wait there.
Really?
Yeah, because he had to go down to the Swan, just down the road. And there was musicians from all over the country.
We were in Australia, New Zealand when that happened.
Yeah, everybody, they came from all over the country, guys that, you know, you wouldn't believe, you'd pay a fortune just to be in the room with some of them.
I know, yeah.
And they had to go down to the Swan. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
Brilliant.
I tell you,
I hope you'll come along, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I will, because I tell you why. We have three boys in Roscommon do have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and there's Archie's going to push it. He's getting pushed in the Dublin City Marathon. And on Friday morning, they're having a coffee morning up in Gleeson's. Are you staying overnight?
No, we're driving to Cork.
Oh, you're driving to Cork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know, never, ever stopped,
yeah. Yeah, true. Anyway, so that's what's happening. So hopefully I can get down to the gig.
Okay, brilliant.
Mary.
Look forward to it and see everyone in Roscommon.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell Michael.
Okay.
Okay, Mary. Cheers. Bye. Thanks a million. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Mary Coughlin. Thank you very much, Mary. And as I said, she's up there on a dirt row in the Bray. So she's in the Arts Centre on Friday the 27th, and she's also in Tralee, but she's also on Thursday the 26th in the Arts Centre in Port Leash. So that's, and then she's, the second last gig then is in Roscommon Arts Centre on Friday the 20th. The tickets are selling out, by the way, so get your tickets down there, especially. And the number it is for the Roscommon Arts Centre is 090-662-5824. So that's Mary Coughlin. Mary, thanks a million. God bless you. Always, always, always.